Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 3 hours. Between 2 and 3, as some of you may know, it's Dementia Week, so we'll be talking to Sarah from Caledonia Dementia Care and finding out what's going on there and what they offer for people who are sufferers of dementia care and also their carers. Between 1 and 2, we'll have Val and Gary in from Hillsville Probus, and they'll tell us all about what Probus is about and what they've been doing since we spoke to them last. But as it's the third Wednesday of the month, just after 12 o'clock news, it's time to introduce you to Alex from Crime Stoppers. Welcome, Alex.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Not a problem. Now, it's strange, but I happened to be at Rotary last night, and we actually had the police there, and they were talking about how many homes have been burgled, and, you know, quite a number of people aren't locking doors and windows. So it's very fortuitous that today we're talking about homes being burgled and discover what to do if they've discovered they've been robbed, or what to do if they get home and there's a robber in the place. They have it, aren't we? So what should you do if your home is being burgled or if you discover it has been burgled? Now, there's two different things there, isn't it? One's immediate, one you don't need police with lights and sirens.
Yes. So if someone is inside your home and you need immediate help, you should call 000 so the police will come for you. And definitely don't try and confront the burglar or try and get them out of your house yourself. Just call the police. But if you return home and you find signs of a burglary, but there is no burglar there, but, you know, things are out of place and it looks like someone's been rummaging around your house, you can call the police assistance line, which is 131 444. And if you have any information about who may be responsible or CCTV footage of suspicious activity on your street, you can make an anonymous report to Crime Stoppers Victoria on our website, which is crimestoppersvic.com.au, or you can also call us on 1-800-333-000.
Now, Alex, we just should remind people that Crime Stoppers aren't very interested in getting a name and address. If you want to give your name, if you don't want to be involved, that's fine too. And you don't pass that person's name or contact details onto the police, do you?
No. So everything is anonymous. So you can choose to, you don't have to be anonymous, but you can, when you make the report online, you can say, I would like to be anonymous. And then we won't share any of your name or number or any of your details with anyone else. We'll just take the information.
No worries. Now, why is home security a growing concern, particularly in Victoria right now? I mean, I can think of a number of reasons, but you tell us, please.
Yeah, well, these thieves, they're often breaking into unlocked or vacant homes. So we've seen a big rise in aggravated burglaries. There's actually been a 26.8% increase recorded over the past year. So these crimes aren't just happening in isolation. They're increasingly targeting everyday households, often late at night or while people are away. And police intelligence shows that offenders, they're not always using forced entry. Instead, they're walking straight through unlocked doors and windows. So this is why it's happening more and more, because people are leaving doors unlocked and windows unlocked. And in some regions like Frankston and the Mornington Peninsula, over 80% of aggravated burglaries involved unsecured homes. So that's quite a lot. And
huge number.
Yeah, they're opportunistic crimes, and they're just driven by the desire for easily accessible homes and, you know, car keys and to find your valuables. So whatever is easy for them, they're just going to go for that opportunity.
Yeah, the police, as I said at the start of this interview, where I was last night, we actually had police, and they were saying that they've got CCTV footage of these criminals going along trying front doors. And if the front door, and of course, a lot of people lock the front door but forget about the back door too.
Yeah, people forget about like maybe even your doggy door and things like that, or joining the door that joins from your garage to your house. So it's like these little things we just want to be really secure about.
Yeah, and that's something that a lot of people forget, that they can put the car in the garage, but they forget to lock the door between the car and the garage. And more homes now have the between the garage and the house. And more houses have that now, don't they?
Yeah, I think people are they're installing you know, security cameras and things like that as well, because it's really going to, whilst you can put your car, you know, lock it in the driveway, you know, lock your doors and everything, you want to stop the burglar from sort of getting past, well, if you have a gate, your gate. Yep. So you want to really scare them away. And so many break-ins, you can, you know, start by locking your doors and your windows, whether you're home or not, but you can consider things like motion sensory security cameras and motion activated lights, so that around those key areas like the driveways and your doors and your entrances, the light will turn on and it can startle them, and it'll make them want to run away, because then the area is too well lit, and you know, then they can't, they'll get too scared to come into your house.
Well, and the police were saying that the more light and the more noise anything makes, they're going to shoot through, because they want to get in, get the stuff and get out quickly, don't they?
Yeah, they do. So data actually shows that 14.1% of burglary attempts failed simply because the home was unlocked. So that kind of reminds us that deterrence doesn't need to be complicated, but having this security to be part of your daily habit is going to be really good. And so with the smart lock, so this is something that you can control the lights to your house and the locks to your house through your phone, through an app on your phone. So if you are away, you can still pay close attention to your house and be able to control, you know, if it's locked and what lights are on at any time. So you could consider upgrading to smart locks. And these are really, it's silent, but it's convenient. And it's really going to help you push that intruder away. Again, locking your doggy doors, I know they can be overlooked. Maybe there's a side gate or a side door as well. So just doing all of this is going to be really helpful for you in the long run.
And as you said, you can get these smart lighting systems now too, can't you? And timers as well.
Yes. So the timers, these smart lighting systems, they simulate your usual routine. So if you go away, you can actually control the lights that go on in your house, the TVs, or even radios, that for them to turn on and off while you're away. So it's going to look like someone is still home. You can even use smart plugs to automate appliances remotely if you wanted to. So tech can play a really big role for your home and for your community as well. You can also try some simple things like asking a neighbor to collect your mail for you, take your bins out, or even park in your driveway while you're away. So that's going to just reinforce the illusion that someone is home. And social media plays a bit of a part in this as well.
I know what you're going to say here, I'll bet.
Well, just be cautious if you are away. Try not to post, you know, where you are. Try and save it for when you get back if you can. Yep. Because you don't know who's watching, you don't know who's looking, so hold off on sharing, you know, your plans and your travel photos until you're back, because discretion, it's underrated, but it's a pretty effective layer of security.
Absolutely. So what should I do to protect the valuables and personal items inside the home? And the other thing too that I must say, that the police mentioned last night, a lot of people put their keys on a flat surface where you can see it through the outside windows too.
Yes. Yeah, so with that, you want to you can put your keys in a safe. I wouldn't recommend just leaving them. I know some people have like a table next to their front door and stuff like that where people can easily grab it. But it can go a long way to just, you know, hide it maybe in a safe or something like that. And with your other possessions, you know, for some people they carry sentimental value. So you could invest in a high quality safe, which is fireproof, waterproof, and really bolted down. So in there you can put your passports, your jewellery, documents, and your keys as well. You can also use clever storage hacks like disguised compartments in books, drawers, or household items to hide the smaller valuables.
Didn't think of that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty smart one. Mm. And as well, you want to document your items. So, you know, if you are going away for a while, take clear photos of where you leave things. Maybe for your electronic devices, you can write down the serial numbers and things like that, because that's going to help not only with the police reports and insurance claims, but it's going to increase the likelihood of the stolen goods being returned. So if you have a bit of this information, you may be able to get your items back. And remember that burglars, they aim to grab and go. So keeping those valuables out of sight or, you know, hard to find is going to reduce the temptation for them to just grab it, and it's going to delay their actions as well.
And one of the things I think they still do it is neighbourhood watch. You can borrow an engraver from them, and the police often say that if you use your driver's license, because that's something that never changes through your whole life, and engrave some of your really bigger valuables like that, there's every chance you're going to get them back when the police find them.
Yeah, no, that's definitely a good idea. So, yeah, taking down these little bits of information, it's going to help you in the end.
Now, what can the community do to play their part in trying to prevent burglaries?
Well, preventing home burglary, it's not just the responsibility of the police. It's something that we can all play a part in and really use the community for. So your actions, no matter how small, they can contribute to a safer neighbourhood. So we can lock our doors, we can turn on our porch lights, we can even check in on our neighbours. And even just reporting anything unusual can have a ripple effect. So even if you think, oh, I have some information, but it's not a lot, it's not a big deal, it could be the missing piece to the puzzle. So just reporting anything that you see is suspicious. You know, maybe there's unfamiliar vehicles cruising slowly up and down your street, or you see tampered locks, or someone loitering near your home or someone else's home. Anything like that, you can report it to Crime Stoppers Victoria. That's really going to help. And again, you don't need to reveal your identity. Even, you know, having small tips like maybe you have a doorbell camera and you've got some recorded footage on there, that's going to make a major difference in the investigation if you do want to report that.
Alex, also, can they report scams to you if they believe that there's a scam going on, or does that go to Scam Watch?
You can report it to either. I would recommend Scam Watch, but we can also take scam reports as well. But Scam Watch has a lot on their website about all of that, obviously specifically on scams.
Yeah, it's. I've heard some terrible tale of scams. I mean, there's a lot of, yeah. You know, I've got this parcel being delivered and I've got this happening and, you know, or we're going to close down your Telstra account and all that.
Oh, but, yeah.
But also one of the worst, I think, is where they play on the lonely and, you know, they pretend to be a boyfriend or a girlfriend. And I heard of one this week where someone's been ripped off for $1 million.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
the scammers, they are very smart and they're getting very good at what they do. I've heard a lot about them as well. It's just a shame because they prey on, like, vulnerable people, which it's really just sad.
It's terrible. I know a widow that around Christmas they did a lot of these because and I'm not going to criticise, pardon me, but too many people put up, you know, how lonely they were going to be at Christmas time, and then these criminals start to log onto them and, you know, and try and rip them off, and it's terrible because you're playing on a person's lonely heart. Now, can I just ask you, on Crime Stoppers, can you upload, if you do have CCTV footage, or where do people upload that? But I'm thinking now that if you can, you know, you live next door to a house and people are coming in all day, all night, all sorts of funny hours, and you've got some CCTV footage, do you upload that on Crime Stoppers or where does that go, Alex?
Yes, so if you go to the website, there'll be a little tab up the top that says make a report, and then you just scroll down and it'll just say start online report. And then if you click that, it'll take you through, you know, you'll tick, I want to remain anonymous, or I'm happy to provide my details. You press what the report is about, where it took place, the time, the date, things like that. And then there'll be a spot for you to upload that footage as you go through the report.
I think the other thing too that I've heard about is where you, and you touched on before about cars driving around. Sometimes you'll drive out and there's a car there and you'll someone's sitting in and you come back 5 hours later and they're still sitting there. Well, not many people just sit in the one street for 5 hours, do they?
No, they don't. So definitely things like that, you can report that. You might think like it's something minor, but that could be something really big. Like I've seen suspicious things like that even in my street, and I'm always just a bit cautious. So yeah, anything that you want to report, we will happily take.
And something that we undersell a bit is that the information Crime Stoppers gets might be just what solves the case, because very often when you talk to the police, they will say, oh, I'm sure such and such did it, but we just haven't got enough evidence to take them to court. And it could be that bit that you've got could just send it to court too, couldn't it?
Yeah, it could be. You know, it could really help police investigators as well. So if you do say on the report that you're happy to provide your details, you don't want to be anonymous, the investigators may actually contact you for more information, so just note that. But yeah, that information could really help the police.
Certainly can. Look, Alice, it's great talking to you again. We'll have you back next month. It'll be October by then, won't it?
Oh, wow. Time flies.
The year's nearly gone. So it's great having you along. We'll have you back on the third Wednesday just after 12 o'clock news. And one day I'd love you to be able to tell me that all these crimes are going down, but unfortunately at the moment they seem to be going upwards, not downwards.
Yes, there has been an increase, but hopefully we can all help that decrease.
Alex, thank you for your time again, and we look forward to talking to you next month.
Thank you. I'll speak to you then.